Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You know, when a death in the family occurs, it's a stressful time. It's a sad time. And it's a good thing that Crescent Tide is around, because if you look at their Google reviews, you'll see when a death in the family occurs, they answer your questions. They take all the necessary steps. They do so in a calm, prompt environment, because that's what they do. They used to be in the full service funeral business, and then one day they decided to pivot to just simple cremations, because they know that so many people these days, A, they don't want to spend a lot of money on end-of-life services. B, for the most part, people just like to have a celebration of life for their loved one that fits that loved one. And a lot of times that starts with a simple cremation, and then you go out and you have that celebration that makes sense for that person. Simple cremations, simple customizable cremations, start at just $1,000 at Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Steve was hanging down on Lower Broadway in Nashville yesterday. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Steve is out, Brittany's in, but he won't be long. He won't be gone long enough where we could miss him, because he's on the phone right now, actually. Hey, Steve.
Hi there, ladies. How are you?
Stop.
Howdy. Everybody good now? No. Oh, y'all done. I done did come back now, didn't I? It's Nashville humor, guys. I was in Music City. Ever freaking heard of it? And I wish I could say I was there, but freaking Steve in the City, hashtag Big Apple Stevie Boy, is here. And I'm looking at probably the Hudson, and one can only assume how many dead bodies are at the bottom of it right now. But I join you live with all the energy of all the world. I'm out here. I'm sightseeing. There's a jogger right next to me. What do you guys want from me?
So you're in Manhattan now. I thought you said you were in Queens earlier when you sent a text.
Yeah, Don, it's kind of crazy how car travel happens. So the wheels will keep spinning, and then you continue past that place. So you don't just stay stationary in it all day. I'm sorry.
You must have just landed or something.
Yes, I landed. We're driving from the airport, JFK. Did you vote for him? And now we're driving over to the hotel. And then I'll do a little quick, like 15-20 minute iron a shirt, put some makeup on. Then we're going to go do a shoot for Live with Kelly and Mark that it's going to air closer to Mother's Day. It's going to be a really funny concept and a fun thing. So looking forward to that. But I'm in the car right now, and I just wanted to touch base with you guys and wanted to field what I'm sure are a laundry list of questions. Did you want to ask me anything about my Nash freaking Ville stay?
I have a question.
Okay.
Did you go inside the bar chief, like you said you were going to, and give us an idea how much that chair that Morgan Wallen threw over the rooftop, how much it weighs?
Yes. So yes and yes. I did that. I was going to sort of say this till I came back, but let me just tell you while I'm here. I went into Chief's after I walked up and down Broadway, and it was just peeking my head into different honky tonks, and it's really cool. It's a touch loud. I do just want to like put that on the Yelp review. Like, I feel like we could maybe do without the drummers, but it was a really cool vibe. Tons of great music, and just peeking your head in and looking like, oh, this person is hoping today is their big break. It was cool. It was really, really cool to see. Before I walked past Chiefs at the beginning, then walked up and down. I did go to Friends in Low Places. And looked in, and here's my little review of that. and I like something that is pre-produced. I like manufactured fun. It was a little, just a little too commercial, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
They all are, really. Like, I mean, Chiefs is, Luke Bryan's places, they all feel, you kind of feel like you're in a TGI Fridays if you go into a big name honky-tonk.
That
it has
bums
like a Hard Rock
out.
Cafe kind of feel. Yeah, but there are still those other ones, right, that are darker, and you're looking in like, do they have lights on in here?
Did you go into
and there's
Roberts?
Someone in the corner.
Roberts Western
I did not go
World?
To Roberts.
Hootsies?
No.
Oh, well, these are the originals. These are the original honky-tonks. Bummer.
Well, Donna, I'm Stevie Boy, and I am very commercial and don't really know country music, so I had to go to the big place. But I got to tell you, like they said, Kid Rock's place does bang-up business all the time. Chiefs has been popping. By the way, to get to the Morgan Wallen story, and actually something alarming that I realized about it that they haven't really talked about yet. So I go into Chiefs. There was a guy who was probably 60 years old and went up, and this is Eric Church's bar, and so they call it Church's Choir, or the Church Choir, I think, and he went up and sang with the house band that was there. This dude was so unsuspecting. He had like a ratty Penn State t-shirt on, looked like a grandfather, went up and absolutely slayed. He was so good. He looked like he could be your postal worker and had vocal chops that were just unbelievable.
Amazing.
So then I go in and I find out that they have a barbecue joint up on the fourth floor at Chiefs. So if you go to Chiefs, if you want their like barbecue menu, you go up to the fourth floor, and it's a James Beard award-winning chef, rather, and they slow roast their pig up on the rooftop, up on floor number 5, scene of the crime, and the barbecue was fantastic. I got pulled pork, mac and cheese, collard greens, all of it, 10 out of 10, wonderful. So if you're looking, and by the way, on floor 4, they don't have live music. So if you just are like really digging it, but just want to hear people while you have lunch, get a great lunch at Chiefs, floor 4. I go up to floor 5. I do lift up a chair. They said it was 20 pounds. That checks out. It's sometimes tough for me to gauge weight ever since, obviously, my lean muscle growth has exploded, so everything feels light. But I lifted it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that would have really hurt somebody. But here's the scary part about what Morgan Wallen did. I walked all around that rooftop where he threw the chair off after he found out some girlfriend had started dating somebody else.
Married.
You cannot... Oh, married. Oh, heaven help him. Here's what's really dangerous about what he did, among other things. You cannot see over the ledge. And so in my mind, I thought he like kind of looked over, was drunk, sort of PO'd, and then dropped the chair, like assessed the situation, and then dropped the chair. But I went to every part of it, and I'm 6'1", and I was up on my tiptoes, and I was like, oh, you can't see what's below you. You just throw a chair and hope for the best. So he must have been drunk to do that, or a real heavy mixture of drunk and furious, because you cannot see where that's going. So the fact that it did not hit anybody, that's great.
I could have hit it, you know, if it hit anybody, that's a problem. But picture like a little kid, somebody who's got a baby in a stroller, whatever. You don't know, you know. That's why I think he's in big trouble.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think, and obviously, like, the Nashville police are aware of that, too, and so they know, like, dude, nobody can see. If you throw something off there, you can't see where it's going. So I think that sort of ramps up the charges. But, yeah, I got to check out the freaking honky-tonks, all right? It was great. And then I ended my night having Mexican food, as they tell you to do when you're in Nashville. And empanadas. I don't know.
It's where Mexican food was
created, right? Isn't that what they say?
And
it was good.
How was the movie premiere?
The movie, I'll share more about this tomorrow, where I will be broadcasting here from New York tomorrow. But it was, in short, really great. I'll talk more about the movie tomorrow. The premiere itself, friends, and I know, I'm aware of the hate speech that has happened on this show today.
Whoa.
You know, as you know, people have reached out to me.
Whoa.
But the fact that there was somebody said something about fashion, how that hit so close to home. Last night, I send to my wife 4 separate photos of me in 4 separate outfits trying to figure out what to wear to this movie premiere. But it was also like 86 degrees in Nashville yesterday.
I didn't know it was that hot. Wow.
And Stevie Boy sweats. And so I ditched the suit jacket at the end, and I went with a short sleeve button up. And when I got out of the car, the Uber, and arrived, I looked and saw what appeared to be like a funeral procession. Like, that's how many suits I saw. And I thought, well, maybe I should just run away now and live in the woods of Nashville because I am underdressed for this event, and I know it. But then as time started going on, I saw more people who were wearing short sleeves and doing the casual thing, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to power through this. I will say one last embarrassing thing, and then I will leave you to your show. I was there with Irv, Donna, my fake manager, real name Jeffrey, and he said, hey, why don't you just walk down the carpet? My worst nightmare, right? Because let's be honest, guys, some people know me, but the majority of human beings don't know me. And I'm like, okay, so I stand out and get the photos, and I'm like, okay, hi, I'm here for free photos of me. And then I just pose for a couple people. And then his assistant started saying, hey, do you want to go over and talk to some outlets? And she's holding a little card that says Steve Patterson. And surely she would go up and say, he has a radio show. And sometimes you see him on this show. And I said, you know what? Let's not. Let me just walk.
I would have done the same. Because you know what? There are times, I'll share a secret. If I didn't know who somebody was, we would pretend that we that we were airing them, but it was during a commercial break. So they never knew. Like, it was just like, hey, here's the guy who is the best boy in this movie, meaning I held like the boom mic. And we're like, we can't put him on.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much where you were at yesterday.
They
were
no doubt.
They were doing that thing with their camera. You can make it flash without taking a picture. They're like, I don't even want to take up digital space on this
but,
guy.
But, you know, that's really good self-awareness, not because you're not great, but people don't know who you are, and that's, yet.
And remember, place that I started my broadcasting career was as a red carpet reporter. So I remember being brought so many people who I had no clue who they were, but we would use them as warm-up interviews. I know we got to go, but we'd use them as a warm-up interview to just shake any nerves off and get loose and just, test the camera and the mic and all that kind of stuff. And then they had an opportunity to, chat about the thing. But yeah, I said, let me just walk in the back. Unfortunately, I did not get to meet Terry O'Quinn, who played John Locke on one of my favorite TV shows of all time, Lost. He was there. He's in this movie. And he is one of my favorite television performances of all time is him as John Locke in Lost. He was there. I did not get an opportunity to say hello to him. And so ultimately the night was a failure. But all is well. I'm talking to you guys. I'm going to leave you now because it's freaking Big Apple, Steve. I need to go through my transformation. I have to molt off all of the snake skin from the boots that I bought. And that'll molt off. And then I will become the urban cowboy today here in the Big Apple. And I'll bring you stories of shenanigans tomorrow.
Steve, why don't you tell people you're the naked cowboy and you can stand in Times Square and like
all that fringe.
I'm like, wait, how come I'm getting arrested? He's making money, but you're arresting me?
Not fair.
All right. Let us know after you get beat up. Okay.
Okay. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Sorry, made fun of you.
It's okay. We don't care. Okay. That's great. All right. We're so over. We got to go. But when we come back, we've got a study. How about the most stressful time of the day? I might have good news for you. That coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Hey guys, it's Donna for Bradshaw and Bryant Law Firm, and a message about how your social media post can be used against you in a personal injury case. It's probably the last thing anybody thinks about after an accident, but these days it's normal just to post things that happen to you, good things and bad things. But here's the thing I want you to know that I learned from Mike Bryant over at Bradshaw and Bryant, and that is that insurance adjusters will use anything they can to keep you from getting what you truly deserve. So your social media post, it can be twisted. It can be taken out of context. And that goes for both words and also with pictures. You've only got one shot at winning your injury claim. So just be careful with those posts. And if you have been in an accident that results in injury, don't wait. Schedule a free consultation with Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant. He's easy to find. Look for him at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Oh my gosh. Mike, you
are the absolute best. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Donna and Steve. Without Steve, Steve is in New York, but yesterday he was in Nashville, and he was walking the red carpet for a movie premiere that he's not in.
He looks so lost.
And Mike found video because they did a red carpet special. Oh my gosh. Yeah, he looks really lost. Like, hi, okay.
Like, he literally doesn't have anyone he knows there. And, like, good for him. All that is good for him because that's hard to go to a place you don't know. Like, going to a wedding where you don't know anybody. You don't bring. I know he originally wanted to bring his wife and things didn't work out where he couldn't bring her.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been nice to have that person there. But Mike found a video of them interviewing one of the stars. And Steve kind of meandering in the background.
like lost guy. Hashtag lost guy.
At one point, does a full spin of like, where should I go next?
Oh, Steve.
That's my nightmare. And good for him. Okay, good for him.
Yes, like, he's putting himself out there.
He's putting himself
know?
Out there. None of us got invited to this movie. Like, obviously, you're farther in your career at a level I'll never be. That's so cool. But also, that's the most relatable feeling ever of like, should I go here? And then somebody like touches his shoulder and like guides him away.
Oh, I feel bad. No, you know what? But he's in that hustling stage of his career, side career.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
Oh, I mean, he's killing it and he's gotten so many cool... I mean, there's so many cool things. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be vulnerable. You can't be too cool.
Right.
And going to this thing would be one of them. And it's just a funny video because we've all been there. Should I stand here? No? Would you like me to? Okay.
Do you want to interview me? No, okay.
Did you want to engage in any sort of talk? No.
Oh, I feel
did
bad.
You send?
Listen, I don't even like going to like a birthday party where I don't know anybody. I'm just like, hi, I'm Donna, and now I'm going to stand here awkwardly in the kitchen until somebody says something to me.
Like, I had so many random like people that I knew from different places at my baby shower, and I was like, good for them. Like, I love that they came, and it meant a lot to me. But it's rough. And I tried to like talk to those people that I knew that didn't have a lot of people, but it's hard.
That happened to me on Saturday. Yeah. I saw this girl who was from a different part of my niece and her husband's life than the people who were sitting together.
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of teachers who teach with my niece. And then there was a girl who works with my niece's husband at a part-time job. And I'm like, somebody come over here and like talk. So I sat down with her and I was like, all right, are we going to do this word scramble and cheat or what? You know, and I'm just like, hi, you're just kind of looking around.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It actually takes a lot. So Steve, good job.
You're killing it,
LOL'd
Steve.
LOL'd hard at that video. So he is definitely... Mike, I don't know how you found this.
Well, he mentioned the premiere. Obviously, I knew the movie he was going to, so I just started Googling it, thinking if I could see pictures. When he said he's posed for pictures, I was just looking for pictures, and then all of a sudden, they've got this live red carpet thing for a full hour, so I was just scrubbing through it, and it's hard to miss.
You sent it to him, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. He just reacted.
He wrote, like he's dying.
He is a little underdressed again, but you know what? If that's your thing, to you. I mean, there are ladies in gowns.
The full spin that he does.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
You're doing great.
Now I'm reading through the live comments because there were live comments during the broadcast, seeing if anyone's making any comments about him.
Anything?
Not seeing it. Nothing. No, I'll keep watching.
And that's the thing, too, is like, I'm proud to know him. I'm proud that we know that wanderer. And like...
I'm the wanderer. Oh, Stevie boy.
He's out there doing it. He is there. The full gown next to him is a juxtaposition that I understand. Yeah. Tell us about the most stressful part of the day besides him being at this movie
premiere.
Here we go.
In 60 seconds, here's your study for today. The most stressful time of the day happens to be 8:15 a.m. according to a new survey. So I guess this makes sense because it usually involves like getting ready, helping others get ready, prepping meals for lunch or making breakfast, commuting, helping others get to work or school, and generally operating before your coffee kicks in. So you're already past the most stressful time of the day, but here are a few tips that you can do to make things go smoother. This is so dumb, but prepare the night before, lay out your clothes, yeah. pack those school bags, prepare those lunches, and set up a breakfast plan. Establish and stick to a routine. Get up before the kids.
I'm never going to do that.
You got to do it 30 minutes before the kids get up. Delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your kids. And limit technology. No TV. No tablets.
I'm not getting up before her. Well, sometimes she sleeps till 8, and that's amazing.
And then what do you do?
I also sleep till 8. I mean, this is on the weekend, not on the...
Okay, I get it. You know what, everybody? You do you.
But
okay?
Also...
Forget I said anything.
Prepare everything the night before.
We'll be right back with Rocco.
Hey there, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. The weight loss plan where I lost about 25, 30 pounds, kept it off. It all started about this time last year, spring break. I said, you know what, that's going to be my farewell to eating all those foods and drinking all those things that I know are putting on the pounds, making me look kind of chubby in the mirror. What can I do to change that behavior? Help me, MNFatLoss.com. They did. They gave me their time-tested methods. They gave me a doctor who helped me on an app along the way. And they can do it for you, too. I didn't take any weird drugs. I didn't do any plastic surgery. I didn't eat prepackaged meals, and I watched the pounds come off. Hey, here's the deal. You could do it, too. It all starts with a free consultation. And when you call them up and you tell them Rocco sent you, you can save $200. MNFatLoss.com. Tell them Rocco from My Talk sent you.
Everybody, it is the final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Appreciate you listening. How much fun have we been having?
A lot. We've had a lot of moments of miscommunication, which have added. But you've got something really fun going down on Saturday.
Yes. So here's the deal. My Talk 107.1 has partnered with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Big Climb Minneapolis. And this year, again, it's on Saturday. It's at U.S. Bank Stadium. And we are going to climb to raise money in support of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And this is such a great organization, you guys. They are like on the cutting edge of research. They offer all sorts of programs. They offer emotional support. They've got grants in some cases that cover things like co-pays. So it's a co-pay assistance program, among other things. They've also got all sorts of like online communities to help if you ever find yourself, suffering from this health crisis.
Yeah.
There are communities for people who are caretakers. I have a late friend who was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And of course, at the time of the diagnosis, it was like super scary for him. His name is Dan. His wife, Nancy, is a very good friend of mine. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was like a complete beacon of light for them when they're, you know, you're scared. You've got this diagnosis. Yeah. You don't know what to expect. So they've got all sorts of programs for all different kinds of blood cancers. So I am really, really excited to help bring awareness to the organization because their programs are funded through donations from people like you and from corporate sponsors. So we would love to have you join us. Maddie B from TV and I are going to be climbing US Bank Stadium. We're just going to keep going up and down all of the, you know, sections.
And I was asking about this before because I can't go to this, but I really would love to like this because I heard the vibe is insane.
It's
like, it's so,
so much
positive.
Fun.
People who have, you know, had cancer and people that are doing it for somebody are all there. So it's all inspiring people and positivity. And then I heard my favorite part is they be playing loud music fun way where everybody feel like only people I've talked to, of all the people I've talked to said it's a party.
It's so much fun. It really is. And listen, don't feel like you have to train for this or anything? Because I certainly am not. I'm going to get up out of bed and I'm just going to like take my joint supplement and do the best I can.
Well, that was a very bleak morning. Here's the secret. Like they used to do it where you have to go up the whole time.
Right.
This time is like a zigzaggy.
Yes.
So if you want to skip one of those Humpty Dump walks up, do it.
Absolutely. It's all about just showing your support, remembering loved ones, survivors, somebody who's maybe going through it right now. So I'm going to be walking in honor of my friend Dan.
Yeah.
So what you can do is walk in honor of someone as well. Go to either my Donna Valentine Facebook page. You could, you know, Google that. You'll find it. It's, or you could just go directly to the link at mytalk1071.com. There's a little button right on the front page that says join team My Talk, and we would love to have you. We've got a whole bunch of people from the office taking part. Ross, our buddy down the hall here, is also taking part, and we would love to have you. I think it's $40 or $50 for registration, but there's no fundraising minimum, and you're just donating to a great cause.
Let's say, hey, I love this, but I can't do the walk. Like, that's where I'm at right now. I can't do the walk that day. I'm busy. Can I donate to your guys's cause at all?
You absolutely can. You could put in any amount you want. Everything's going to be going to amazing programs through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Or you can, you know, hit on one of the buttons where it says donate today and just choose an amount that's already up there for you. So we would love the support. So thank you in advance. And that's all I got. Goodbye.
I mean, we have at least about 4 minutes left.
Dang
so
it.
You're going to have to finish out your shift, even though I agree we shouldn't have to if we're done. If we feel like we've said enough, it's kind of like, you know, when people are like, oh, I work from home. And if I finish my job in an hour, I finish my job in an hour.
Right.
Sometimes I go, we put out enough information for 3 hours.
Exactly. Hour one, we had so much content we could have left. We could have left at 9:45.
Like people are still thinking about some of the big knowledge drops we did in that first hour. They probably had to pause. So they're enjoying that still.
And you're welcome, everybody. We do it as a public service.
And we get paid as well.
Not much.
Which is one of my favorite parts of the job is financial stability.
Yes.
So
thank you. Hey, H&R Block's software crashed yesterday. Did you hear about this?
No. Could you imagine how frustrating that would be?
Oh my gosh. So if you didn't get your taxes done in time, first of all, you only have yourself to blame. Unless you are an H&R Block customer, because it crashed on the last day to file your taxes. Of course, unless you got an extension. And tens of millions of people always wait until the last few days to file. And H&R Block said the glitch only affected customers who used or downloaded a version of their software.
Okay.
People who used their website or who went to an office, you were still able to file, but thousands and thousands of people had issues.
We divide and conquer on our house, and sometimes my husband gets the boring stuff. Like, I do all the dog stuff.
Oh, like the fun stuff.
Like I had to tell him where our vet was because he had to bring a dog in. So it's like, you can tell, like, we do divide and conquer. He was like, you need to come up and help me do taxes. I was there for about 3 minutes and it felt like 4 hours. Taxes for me, you know how everybody has their, like, that's hard.
I haven't done my taxes since, I don't know, the late 80s.
Wow, you shouldn't tell the IRS that you haven't done your
taxes. No. I mean, I haven't done my own taxes.
Wow, the story changes.
It's hard. I mean, I don't think I filed since I filed like an easy, what was that
page? Yeah.
The 10.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
But also,
do you see where I'm coming from? I don't know anything about taxes.
I know. And when I used to do freelance, Oh, forget it. I was like, every day I would cry. I would sign on, do it for 10 minutes and cry.
Yep. It's like math homework.
Yeah.
You know, from school. It's like,
and then your dad is just saying, don't you understand how we got 45? You say, no.
Dad,
I wish I grew up with you. I'm sorry that you weren't there to help me.
Do it for us.
Come down for moose soup after.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no. It's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh, no, it can't be.
If you're hungry today,
so now.
Siri, this is Brian.
Brian!
Hey, Brian!
Hi.
Hey, how's it? Sorry, we're a little excitable.
Yeah, I can see.
What are you thinking for soup today?
Well, hopefully I'm not thinking. Hopefully it's done, right?
Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
All right. I got a chicken, rice, and vegetable.
Nice. Sounds amazing.
Yep.
Love it.
Hey, beef stroganoff.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Brian, remember when I guessed my salad 1 cent off from how much it cost?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Wait, what happened?
I guessed the price of my salad. I was
after they weighed
cent
it.
Off. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's good. Patterson's pretty good, too.
Yeah, he's real good. I'm not bad either.
Yeah.
I'm not bad. All right. Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Brian.
Brian, we'll see you in like
You've
3 minutes.
You've changed while I've been gone.
Oh, you were gone?
All right.
Whoa.
Bye, Brian. Whoa. You're hilarious. Don't go changing on account of me. All right. Okay.
He's a busy man.
All right. There's that. Anyway, thank you for filling in, Brittany.
Thanks for having me.
You're
what a
the
blast.
Best. I had so much fun. Thank Mike, you. You've outdone yourself as usual. Steve will be live from New York with me tomorrow. We'll see you then. Have a great day, everybody.